In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about organization. Are you a messy human? If so, don't worry. I am too. I'll catch you after the intro.
Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
Hey guys, it's me, Rachel, and I was actually just on a TikTok live. I'm actually on the TikTok live right now, hanging out with some of the coolest people ever. And we were talking about organization, and I thought this would make a really great podcast episode because I remember when I first started getting into business and I felt super discouraged because people would always talk about like all of their systems and processes and how organized they were and how everything is perfectly attention to detail and da-da-da-da-da. And if you're anything like me, it can feel super overwhelming. I am not naturally a super organized person. Let me rephrase that. For the majority of my life, I have not been an organized human. I'm the person that always had like, this is so bad, but I can't believe I'm admitting this, fast food in my car, tons of wrappers, like random coins. You know when you've got like the random coins on your carpet and then you like drop some things, so they're all like rusted into the carpet. Long way to say, basically, like, I'm the person that had a messy room that took hours to clean. Now, when I started my business, nothing was changed. I was exactly the same way, super messy in my business. Now, that being said, I really believe, and a lot of people don't get this, that messy people, people who are not necessarily the most organized, can actually be some of the greatest creators because there's sometimes a method to the madness or a system behind the chaos. So for example, I don't know if this sounds familiar for anyone. If I had a really messy room, I would have a little carved pathway and in my brain, I would remember, okay, there's my favorite white shirt over under that pile underneath the red dress and the gray sweatshirt. And I would always know like, oh, I kind of know where everything is. And so as weird as it is, you could kind of see like where everything was or imagine where everything was, or you'd be like, that one mascara tube is, you know, in the passenger seat on the floor in my car. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Now, the interesting thing about all of that is that while that was functional for me, that was super intimidating for my team. This was super stressful if my clients ever got a glimpse of what my organization looked like when my students saw that. And so while I was highly functioning mess, I realized very quickly why so many leaders talk about the importance of organization, learning the skills that you can work with to become a better, more organized human. And so as I started to dive into building our team, expanding, working on high-level projects, working for 7, 8, 9-figure businesses as our clients, we realized this is really important. And so I'm going to share with you guys some of the things that I learned because this has been a learned skill set. Now, one thing that really helped is when I met my husband, Paul. Some of you guys know Paul. He's like my favorite human in the entire world. We had some pretty big fights when we first got married about one of our big differences, which is cleanliness. Paul is very neat by nature. He knows where everything always is, but it's all always organized. He's got his perfect little tiny stacks. He's got, papers. He knows exactly where to find each thing. He doesn't have his clothes like out in the room. His cars, he keeps them darn near immaculate. And so we got into a lot of arguments about that. And so I first started to learn, okay, if I want to have a highly functioning marriage, I can let this either be a topic of frustration between us, or I can just do the logical thing and stop resisting learning how to become a neater, more organized human. And I decided that it would probably make more sense in every part of our lives to learn how to be clean. So for example, today we wake up each morning and we make our bed. That's one of the first things we do once we're both up. And we usually help each other because it's kind of this cute, like, oh, we make eye contact as we make the bed together. It's so cheesy. But we each pick up our own things. And one of the big things that helped me was learning from, I think it was a philosopher, and he was talking about how every time he leaves any part of his house or his car or a station or whatever, he would clean everything up in that station. Or if he was going to leave a room and he was about to turn the lights off, he'd just look real fast and say, what can I pick up? And he would always leave every single area exactly how he found it when he came in. And it became this habit. And someone said, wow, you are really disciplined and motivated. Like, this is amazing. And he said, you know what? I'm going to argue with you there. I'm actually super lazy. And that's why I do this. I'm super lazy. And if I don't leave each station how I found it and how I want it to appear next time I come here, it's going to be a pigsty and I won't even mind. And that's the scary thing. So I started to work on these skill sets of cleaning up my stations. Now, I feel like a total hypocrite talking about this right now because as I'm talking, I've had a crazy week. I traveled to an event that I had, a business event that I had to speak at, which, by the way, was awesome. Traffic and conversion. Was anyone there? It was so awesome. Virtual event, 12,000 virtual attendees. It was great. But I'm looking around my office and you can tell that I tore my office apart as I was packing because there's a mess all across my whole office. But even as I look at this right now, I realize if I clean this room tonight before I leave my office, I will feel so good when I walk here in the morning. This morning, I felt kind of gross walking into my office because I was like, this is messy. And this reminds me of the old me, not the new me. So a couple things that also helped me. I love, by the way, that method of leaving each space how you want to find it next time. Game changer. With kids, it is borderline impossible to keep a house perfect and clean all the time. That being said, we try to pick up each room before we go to bed for the night. And that sometimes means that our kids don't necessarily help. So if there's a couple toys out in the living room, we're just going to pick them up because it's going to take us 5 minutes to just make sure that our living room feels awesome in the morning when we walk in. So we do try to clean up, or at least pick up, every single night. That does not mean deep cleaning, anything like that. But in our business, one of the biggest things I realized when I hired a team and started to scale was how hard it was to communicate to others the absolute chaos in my mind. For starters, I work with a very virtual team. We have team members in Australia, Canada, New Jersey, all across the world. And so Brazil, like Philippines, everywhere. And so when I'm writing like chicken scratch scribbles on a whole bunch of pieces of paper, it's really hard for me to get that information to them. So for example, one big shift that helped me and my team to feel a lot more organized was by me switching to a virtual to-do list. And so I created that in a Google Doc, and every day my to-do list is very, very clear. I've ordered my priorities. My team comes in there, and every so often I say, hey, can you guys go into my to-do list and take anything off my plate that you can? They're very, very good about that. That was a huge game changer for me. When it comes to Google Drive, you don't realize the importance of naming conventions until you have to tell someone where to find something. So for example, you'll be like, oh, I know exactly where that graphic is. Go into the main folder and then go into the second gray folder. And then inside of that folder, there's a little folder that has like an asterisk or something in it. And there's the final project. There's final, final project. There's final, final, final project. No, for real this time, final project. But those aren't it. It's no, for real, for real, for real. This is the final project. And the moment you start explaining that to your team, you feel so crazy. I felt so chaotic. I realized, oh my gosh, this does not feel professional at all. I want to learn how to make it super clear where everything is. And so the first step was recognizing that besides the current projects we were working on, a lot of the content that I had filled in my Google Drive with was not going to be easily searchable. And so we decided to make a tough decision, but we created an archive. And everything that I created before my team came on, we dumped into this archive, never to be named, never to be maximized. Ultimately, we only use that if we know specifically what we're looking for, and it's a painful search. So moving forward, we name everything. You can look at my Google Drive today. Every single time that we add anything, I ask, what is this about? What is this going to be searched by? What terms am I going to be using to search for this? So for example, this is kind of cool. 7 steps to monetize a group. That's an awesome thing I got from one of my friends. 20 transformational time-saving strategies. We have folders. We have a client folder, a product folder, operations folder, administration folder. We have partners folder. We have, there's one space that's mine that my team doesn't get to touch or do anything with. And this is my workspace. My workspace is slightly messy, but it doesn't matter because no one else will ever work in it. Every so often, probably once a year, we're going to take a day and clean it out and turn what we can into it. But this is my like workstation. This is the equivalent of that crazy space that an artist has. No one else gets to work here, which I kind of really love. Besides that, we keep our drive clean. We're always naming things exactly how we'd search for them. And these have been a few things that have really helped me with organization. It's always a work in progress. Like I said, looking at my office today, I'm like, wow, we got some cleaning to do today. But at the same time, knowing that I'm aware now of the cleaning that needs to be done is a reminder that I'm progressing in that skill set. And today I would say we are a pretty darn organized team, and it's actually really cool to see that progress. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets. If you would like to be mentored by me directly, you may just be the right fit for my mentorship and mastermind program, The Social Click. You can head on over to www.clickforlife, that's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com, clickforlife.com, and apply there. But remember, we only accept 14% of applications. No, that's not a marketer stat. That's a real stat. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.